Oh, tea. I've been drinking so much tea lately. I got like five different kinds of tea at my desk. And then, of course, there's like that normal Lipton tea. But our company provides free tea and coffee, but I continue to buy my own. I have two decafs and three caffeinated ones. And for breakfast every morning, I've been drinking this like bitter tea with some sugar. It's really good. It's just like this. I'm like, bitter. It's just all perfect. I eat some muffins with it now. Like bought some of those little Odin Spunkenmeyer muffins, like a box of them. So there's like, a bunch of little individually wrapped ones. They're not the huge ones, they're a little smaller, but some tea and muffins for breakfast. Awesome. And then I switched to like a chai green tea or a chai black tea, and man, those are strong. It's kind of like a pepperminty smell, but not really. It just reminds me of Christmas a little bit. But man, that's just, oh, it's a great way to get through the day. Instead of drinking coffee or something, or soda, it's just like nice little cup of tea, put some sugar in there. Oh, it's just delicious. Yeah, I drink tea. No, I'm not gay and I'm not British. Throws people off, especially when it's like this huge deal. Like, I'll take some tea. You gotta do it with the deep voice too. You go, yeah, I'll take a cup of tea. Oh, whatever's fine. Earl Grey, you gotta say something like that. It's just funny as hell. Just as a bike ganger, wear like a some Hell's Angel like jacket and be like, y'all took tea. Nobody's gonna fuck with that guy. He was drinking some tea. But I remember I tell people, they're like, you drink tea? I'm like, yeah, tea's delicious, man. The British have it right. That's the one thing British people are good. That and saying piss off. Piss off and drinking tea. That's great. Great things right there. And yeah, I just like tea. Just had to put that out there. I mean, my grandma thought it was funny, but I mean, she's Canadian, so they drink tea anyways. But I remember when she first found out, she's like, you drink tea? I'm like, yeah, ever since I lived in Europe. And she's like, why? I'm like, because tea's delicious. Coffee tastes like crap. I don't know how people drink coffee, but it's, oh, no good. And I mean, you're like dousing it with cream and sugar, and it still tastes like crap. I mean, look at all the different kinds of coffee. I mean, mocha, I mean, cappuccinos are different. When I was in Italy, my buddy Greg, his family was making cappuccinos, his mom and stuff, and his grandma stayed with her. It was like, yeah, there were some good cappuccinos there. But overall, no. Tea, I mean, tea, I can drink any of the teas I have, I can drink it without sugar. I can just make some tea, move on my day. Don't need to add sugar. If I add sugar, it's just, be like a cube or two, I guess you'd say. I haven't seen a cube of sugar in forever. When's the last time you've seen a cube of sugar? Like an actual, like, how many cubes? Like, they don't even do that anymore. It's all packets and stuff. I don't even know where to. If I could buy some cubes of sugar, I would. If anybody knows where I can buy a cube of sugar, comment on this or hit me back if you know me, and tell me where I can buy some cubes of sugar. Because I'll totally buy some and have it on my desk and just drop a cube of sugar into my tea. That'd be awesome. That's totally retro. Yeah, retro. It's retro to have cubes of tea. That's what I'm talking about. Cubes.